Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Your problems. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The big item today is what we do for the weekend. And I'm going to really fix everything for you by reviewing what horrible things you'll find in public pools as they open this weekend. That'll be nice.
Why ruin it for us, Doug?
I have lost my banana, and it is really disturbing me.
We have an APB out on, on the banana.
Did you lose your Snickers bar in the pool?
I had put out an amber alert for the banana.
I had a banana. I just peeled the skin of a banana, and I put the. I don't know where I put the banana.
Did you
and
eat it?
And Kara just said, "Wait a couple of weeks, and you'll find it." Thank you very much, Kara. That'd be helpful. I do not have a swimming pool in my new house.
Oh, so how are you going to shower during the summer?
Dig a swimming hole.
You're laughing, Victoria, but this is true about Ducky. You used to take a bar of soap into the pool with him.
I have my these folks that bought my house. Now, remember, my house, my new house where I'm living is next door to the old house. So right. I can just walk through the woods and go over to the pool when nobody's around and take a dip. But it's not the same because it isn't, I can't go into the bar.
Because it's illegal?
Do that. What? What's illegal?
Trespassing on someone else's yard?
Wow. We're all friends here. Anyway, there are a number of things that you should be aware of. As you go to the pool this weekend, you need to know what's crawling around inside the pool. But
your banana.
The number one thing that is problematic, so some say, is that 1 in 5 adults admit to peeing in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who doesn't pee in the pool, those 4 in 5 adults are liars. I'm sorry.
They say they didn't. Right.
Give me a break. Everybody who says, I never pee in a pool. Oh, you've peed in a pool at some point in your life. Don't even lie. Maybe you don't do it
when
now,
I was a
but
kid.
You've done it. Uh-huh. Oh, Victoria.
I don't do it now.
Come
I don't
on.
Do it now?
Every once in a while.
I grew up in the ocean, so everyone pees in the ocean. That is true.
Gross facts about swimming pools include the bacteria that is in chlorine pools. I took chlorine out of my pool a long time ago, and I had a deciduous sort of, what do they call it? It was a sand-based cleanser that had a lot of salt in it, and that's what cleaned the pool.
That's actually just called salt. That's what my dad has.
Well, thank you. Anyway, bacteria.
Sounds fancy. Made it a saltwater pool.
Yes, I did, sort of. Most of the people that go into the swimming pool do it without having bathed first. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the Water Quality and Health Council report, 70% of people who go into the pool are dirty. Now, if it's your own pool,
and lotions, fragrances, and you can see it kind of get like a shiny surface on the water when
well yeah and everybody has sunscreen on, so there's a layer of oil. I used to be a lifeguard for numerous years when I was in high school, and I swam competitively all before that, and I had my pool operator's license. And let me just tell you, going to that class and learning about all of the bacteria, and we had a daycare that would come, and someone would always poop in the pool, or there would be throw up, and we would have to close it and, clean the pool. But when you learn about all of the bacteria that is in that stuff, I mean, I still go swimming and I still love swimming, but it's not fun to know about that stuff.
Let's ask the hard hitting question, though, Kara. Have you ever peed in the pool?
No answer is yes.
That's a yes.
Yes, I have.
Thank you. At least you're honest. I appreciate it.
But you know what? And part of the thing that is gross here is the chemical combination of urine and sweat and the dirt from people's bodies. That's all. That's
life's elixir right there.
And that's an odor that comes with the public pools anyway. I don't know about private pools.
It always freaks me out, like when I go to Vegas, where I know there is a large portion of people that are drinking and doing God knows what in the pool.
Right, exactly.
At least
you can get drunk in one of those pools.
It's your own dirt, at least.
So you want to know how silly this is? I'm looking at this at this story. After they present all of the problems, then they say, here's what to remember not to do. Never go swimming in a pool if you have diarrhea. Always,
because some might slip out.
Always shower before entering a pool. Parents should check children's diapers. Why in the name of God would you put a kid in the pool who had a diaper on? Now, I'm saying that to myself fully knowing the last time I went to California, it was to see Miles take his first swimming lesson.
They have swim diapers, though.
And he had on a swimming diaper. Yeah, he did. I never saw him before. But this is a diaper that seals everything in so that you don't gross up the pool. And it was really fun to sit there and watch him as he, you know, tried to figure out what to do with his arms and his legs. But, you know, going on the positive side of that, taking a young child to the pool is one of the most wonderful things you can do for them, their coordination, their balance, and having them feel secure. There's something about being in the water. If you learn it, if you learn respect for the water when you're young, it can be extraordinarily positive psychologically as you grow older.
Well, when you're a child, you're too young to really be scared of what could happen.
Right,
and,
you know,
we went to the pool and I learned how to swim when I was one. And I've never been scared of the water. I love the ocean. I've never been scared of it. But my boyfriend doesn't really like swimming at all. First of all, partially he thinks it's gross, which I guess it kind of is.
You believe what I just have spent the last 5 minutes telling you? Yeah.
You know, but he's not a great swimmer either. And I think that's such a sad thing to not teach your kids how to swim when they're young, because it's a valuable life skill. And it's something that it's never as easy to learn when you get older.
You know, I'm looking at the number one thing. We're always looking at what's Twittering and what's this and what's that. Facebook.com/Good Day. Instagram.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. I see the number one thing is the story, and I'm not sure how to quite, I'm going to.
You just said diarrhea in a pool, so I'm pretty however you go from now.
But this is different because that doesn't seem to bother people's sensitivities. When you talk about a guy's parts, then it does. There's a story about some python, a snake, biting a guy's you know what, and how he's now they got the python off of his.
Now they call him Matilda.
No, that wasn't exactly what was going on, but this guy is happily telling people the story of what happened to pry the python off of his.
Wow. Okay. So he's okay? Obviously,
yeah,
he's talking.
Yeah, apparently.
In a high voice, but he's talking.
Okay, thanks very much. 14 past the hour. The success that we're having telling people about the MyPillow experiences that all of you are having, it's really quite rewarding. The fellow that made MyPillow a success, a guy named Mike Lindell, had problems sleeping. And he had, I think it was, he had some kind of a little fabric store. And so he fiddled around with trying to create a stuffing for his pillow. And that's how he was able to develop what is today MyPillow and sell them. He had different combinations of what he put inside of them. So now the patented MyPillow, this special fill that is just right for you. You put it, as we learned earlier this week, in the dryer first when you get it. Then it'll conform to whatever it is on your body that you feel needs support. Your neck, maybe it's your back, could be your hips, whatever it is. Get a couple of these and you'll find yourself sleeping in an amazingly comfortable way.
Well, and the best thing about it, because it can go in the dryer and it says there's no risk of overheating or like ruining the pillow.
Right.
Is that every 4 weeks, Dougie, you can clean, or sorry, every 4 months, you can clean it, wash it. And then that, you know how you can freak out about all the dead skin and yuckiness that gets stuck in your pillow?
Those little mites and things.
Yeah, it stays clean because you can wash it and dry it. It's awesome.
Talk about the gross stuff in the pool. You have no idea
right.
how gross the stuff is in your bed.
Mean.
Your pillow, your pillowcase.
I'm just going to go home and sit on like sit in my corner and not touch anything after this.
I'll make you a bubble. We can all just hide in it.
There was something that was, by the way, that was trending on Twitter yesterday. Facebook. I reposted it from Meredith's Facebook page.
Wow.
It was a bubble home that you can, it's like sleeping. If you want to, in the summertime, go out and sleep under the stars. There's this bubble device that you can buy that you can put a little bedroom into it and you go out and you can be completely safe from all bugs and things.
It's
and you
my
can look
kind
at
of
the
camping.
Stars. You'll get one for the regular price and you'll get another one free by dialing 800-874-8255. 8985. Use the code DS for Doug Steffen. You can go to MyPillow.com. Use the same code, and you'll get the same deal. But I think talking to somebody is always more worthwhile. At least I find it to be that way. But order as you will, the way you will. MyPillow.com or 800-874-8985 for your free pillow.
Think green. Harrison with you. Scientists from the California Institute of Technology say they've developed a new kind of solar cell that actually converts 96% of the light it receives. This would help with the expensive upfront costs associated with solar cells, which has stopped so many people from both investing and installing this incredibly cheap and highly efficient technology. These new solar cells use tiny silicon wires that are embedded into plastic plates in which the light is then converted into electricity at that 96% success rate. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever noticed that successful people tend to succeed again and again, while others fail over and over? What's the difference?
The Dean of Personal Development, Earl Nightingale, has the answer. The difference is goals.
So try this. Set an activity goal for the week ahead. It should be meaningful and something you will commit to doing.
Let's say you want to get fit and know you need to exercise. Commit to going for a walk 2 times this week.
Then do it for 4 weeks. Then it will be a habit.
After that, you can up the ante, walk longer, faster, or more frequently. But the two keys are to get started and make it a habit.
Goal setting and getting is a habit that leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Straight from the 48 Hours playbook, Crow and Gosling aren't Nolte and Murphy, but the nice guys are still good. The Minute!
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping, rated R.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this?
John from Marshalltown, Iowa.
John should know a little about Sturgis after all.
My 34th year, more crowded.
Crazy days.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging. The Minute!
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping, rated R.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes. Iowa John on the old Sturgis.
That was nice. In the first year, there was 33,000 people here. You didn't have to put up with the crowds. You know, it wasn't a mess. Things were cheaper. Town was friendlier. Things weren't as high priced. The cops were a lot more lenient. The good old days, as they say. Camping down the city park, the free shows, you know.
Gunfight.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990. Banditos, outlaws, angels. That's not the good old days.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
The state of Louisiana became the first state to make violence against police a hate crime. Governor Edwards signed a bill into law. He's the son of a sheriff. This past week, the measure passed, known as the Blue Lives Matter Bill. I think it's interesting. After all, there's a lot of plays on Black Lives Matter taking place this year. This bill establishes additional protections and increased penalties under the hate crimes law for police officers or first responders who are targeted as victims because of what they do for a living.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I do it too, actually.
It would be fair for people in the private sector, so...
Yeah, it is. So anyway, food for thought as to what is happening that is of a distinction worth a mention here around the country on Good Day, because that's part of making us fit as a fiddle in your mind, I know. 21 after the hour on Good Day.